Ago, these cops and lawyers wouldn't dare cross any of you. I mean, what happened?
So what are you proposing?
It's simple. Kill the Batman. Here's my card.
Bruce, this is Harvey Dent.
Rachel's told me everything about you.
I certainly hope not.
You once told me that we'd be together. Did you mean it?
Bruce, don't make me your only hope for a normal life.
You're Alfred, right?
That's right, sir.
Any psychotic ex-boyfriends I should be aware of?
Oh, you have no idea.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We're tonight's entertainment. Well, hello, beautiful. You look nervous.
I've seen now what I have to become to stop men like him.
The night is darkest just before the dawn. I promise you, the dawn is coming.
And here we go. Come on. This city deserves a better class of criminal.
I'm gonna give it to him.
No!
You'll see.
I'll show you.
You either die a hero, or you live long enough to see yourself become the villain.
Wanting the back putter?
In the middle of the day, Alfred? Not very subtle.
The Lamborghini, then.
Much more subtle.
Hello, and welcome to Tim's take on Batman The Dark Knight. Well, all I can say really is that Heath Ledger's performance, the late Heath Ledger's performance, is everything other reviewers have said it is, but I would also recommend you see the film for Gary Oldman, who is brilliant as the commissioner, and well, the guy who plays Batman is good. As Chris Moyles on BBC Radio 1 pointed out recently, he does do the whole performance like this. Absolutely every word as Batman is spoken like this. Hardware wise, this time we get the appearance of the Bat bike, which seems to make an appearance because the Bat car has a malfunction and so it gets self-destructed. Other reasons to see the film? Well, Aaron Eckhart as Harvey Dent, who turns from a white knight district attorney into a black knight killing machine. I mean, it's not a perfect film. It has its faults, and I would say it is too long. It was one of those films I found myself looking at my watch during it. At one point I looked at my watch and I thought, we've got another hour of this. It is a bit of a plodder. But it's a good film. If you can put up with a slow moving plot, it is a good film. So I'd give it a good 3 to 4 out of 5. So there you go, that's my take on The Dark Knight. On a bit of an editorial front, I did pre-book my ticket to this movie via the cinema's website, and when I got to the ticket machine this afternoon, it for some reason had not gone through, so I ended up having to buy out of the ticket machine, which was a bit of a pain because I was then worried that they'd have sold out, which thankfully they haven't. There was a few empty seats, but not too many. Well, the weather's taken a turn for the better. It was light rain on the way to the cinema, and it's, well, not raining at all now, so I'll make a move for home and yes, make a move for home and put this out on the podcast feed.